Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
Always a pleasure to do so, of course, and have a good old chin wag with our correspondent at large, Mr. Roman Coz.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to all our listeners. Hope everybody's going to have a fantastic day.
You too.
Yes. Well, who am I talking about? So I'm going to be talking about a young woman who's only 37, but boy, has she packed some achievements into her life. And her name is Delta Goodrum. She was born November the 9th, 1984. She's only 37. She has a younger brother, Trent, who's quite a footballer in South Australia, captain of the Central Districts team over there. And it all started for her at the age of 7 when she appeared in a US advertisement for a toy company along with Beck Hewitt, who ended up being wife of Leighton Hewitt. She was Beck Cartwright at that time. Around about that age is when Delta started playing piano, singing, dancing, acting lessons, doing all those things that young people interested in the arts do. And that led to minor roles in TV shows like Hey Dad, A Country Practice and Police Rescue. Now, at the age of 13, she sent a demo of her music to the Sydney Swans Football Club. She was quite a supporter of them. And eventually Glenn Wheatley, who was involved with the club, got hold of it and signed her up. This led to an album called Delta. But the parents blocked the release of the album. I don't know what reason for. I guess maybe she was too young, and there was also some contractual problems. There were legal repercussions a little bit later, so it may well have had to do with who wrote the songs and all that sort of thing. Just the same, she kept going because she's quite a person who doesn't sit back wondering. So she had her first single called I Don't Care in 2001. It wasn't a huge hit, only ended at number 64 on the ARIA charts. But she certainly did better after that. In 2002, she played Nina Tucker in the TV series Neighbours. Now, while on this particular show, she premiered her song Born to Try, and it became number one on the ARIA charts and ended up number three in the UK. I'm guessing the UK was because of the popularity of the show over there. Now, 2003, the following year, what a year for Delta in a number of different ways. She won a Logie for the most popular new talent. She had a song called Lost Without You that ended up number one on the ARIA charts, number four in the UK. Out comes that album Innocent Eyes, which finished on top of the album charts for 29 weeks, breaking John Farnham's previous Australian record of for Whispering Jack and equaling Neil Diamond's Hot August Night. It was a year and a bit. She also won 7 ARIA Awards, beating Natalie Imbruglio's 1999 record of 6. She had more hits with songs like Not Me, Not I and Predictable. But unfortunately, it was also the year that she found out, heading in July, that she had a cancer with Hodgkin's lymphoma and, of course, had to undergo treatment with that, which fortunately, of course, worked for her. In 2004, she was nominated for the Gold Logie, but lost to Rove McManus. She just keeps going. 2005, her 6th straight to number one out of the blue. And she also had a film role in a film called Hating Alison Ashley, a book that was written by a well-known authoress, Robin Klein. Unfortunately, it received 4 reviews, and I don't think Delta was all that interested in movies after that. 2006 to 2011, those following years, more music, more hits, tours. In 2012, she started her appearances on the TV series The Voice. And I've tallied up and she's been on The Voice 10 times, 9 times as the adults. And she also did a voice for the kids in 2014. And she started it off in 2012 with Keith Urban, Joel Madden and Seal. Then Ricky Martin the following year, and it's just kept going over the years, and she's just fantastic on that show. 2015, the 30th anniversary of Neighbours. She reprised her role as Nina Tucker and went back for three episodes, and also joined Ricky Martin on his One World Tour that particular year. It was also the year of another studio album, the fifth one, Wings of the Wild. And also, if she wasn't enough to do, she also decided to debut on the theatre as Grisabella in the Australian version of Cats. So we move on to 2018, and she played Olivia Newton-John in the biopic Olivia Newton-John, Hopelessly Devoted You, and of course more work on The Voice, more songs for her sixth studio album. Her private life, look, at the age of 20, she was spent some time with Mark Philippoussis, the Australian tennis player, but that didn't work out. Her longer... she was sort of engaged to Brian McFadden from Westlife. She was with him for about 7 years. She has been with musician Matthew Coakley since 2017, and she keeps very private about that. She's obviously a very private person. She's been involved in businesses along the way, like an underwear range. She's had self-titled perfumes, fragrances. And not stopping there, she's also a fantastic person for charity work, especially in that cancer field. And she's been involved in Starlight Children's Foundation, Make-A-Wish, and various medical research, notably with leukemia and blood cancer. She's also against the drink driving and has done massive concerts for raising money for the Australia 2019-20 bushfires. Quite an amazing young woman. 9 number one singles, 17 top 10 ARIA singles, and 8 million albums globally. For anybody who wants to find out more about it, go to the site deltagoodrum.com and you'll certainly read more about this amazing woman. One wonders what further records will come her way, Terry.
Yeah, and she's one of those people that obviously she can sing and she can play instruments, so it's always good to see.
Oh, she can. I don't think there's anything she can't do, from what I've seen. I mean, maybe that film didn't work out for her. That may well not have been her fault. That could easily have been the script, you know.
Yeah.
Look, it wouldn't surprise me if she got into sort of more films type of things down the track as well. But what a woman, 37. Boy, she packed some things into her life, and
she has. You know,
really, really nice person too, by the looks of her on the Voice.
Mm. Yes.
You've got a song for us?
I do, and on point, you mentioned Olivia Newton-John, how she played her in a biopic. Well, they recorded a Christmas song together, so I thought it might be appropriate to play that. She loves, I think she's an, I think Olivia is her absolute idol, as for many of us.
Of course.
So it's called Merry Christmas to You, and Merry Christmas to you, Roman.
And Merry Christmas to everybody else too. But we'll be back before Christmas, won't we?
We will, absolutely, next week.
All right.
Thank you, Roman.
Bye now.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.